Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is February 27, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. EU imposes new sanctions on Russia. The European Union, EU, has agreed to impose new sanctions on Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. South Korea to launch task force service. Financial authorities of South Korea have announced the launch of a task force service aimed to enhance banks' business practices and overall management. Amazon takes part in Indian e-commerce initiative. Amazon has joined an Indian government-backed e-commerce initiative that aims to democratize online shopping in the South Asia. Western Union and BeforePay offer, send now, pay later, for money transfers. Western Union has partnered with BeforePay to augment cross-border money transfers for customers with short-term lending. Spreetail secures US$208 million MLN funding round. US-based e-commerce accelerator Spreetail has closed a US$208 million funding round led by McCarthy Capital, internal management, and additional investors. DBS Bank India, SMUDE offer financial solutions to MSMEs through ONDC. DBS Bank India has partnered with SMUDE to offer cash management solutions to MSMEs conducting business through Open Network for Digital Commerce, ONDC. Fingerprints partners with Flywallet. Biometrics company Fingerprint Cards AB, Fingerprints, has announced its partnership with Flywallet to launch biometric wearable products across the European market. Funanga partners with Shufti Pro. Germany-based fintech company Funanga has announced its partnership with Shufti Pro to prevent and combat fraudulent activities using the latter's IDV solutions. Noventic finalizes the acquisition of Saga Group. Global digital transformation and cybersecurity services and solutions provider Noventic has announced the closing of the Saga Group acquisition. Gate.io to apply for a license in Hong Kong. Cryptocurrency exchange Gate. Coinbase launches Base Ethereum L2 solution. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has launched the Base Layer 2 network in an effort to make building decentralized apps more accessible. Arminotech partners Tempo France and Cebuana for blockchain remittances. Cyprus-based Arminotech has partnered Tempo France and Cebuana to support Stellar blockchain remittances in the Philippines. Klarna UK to introduce charges for late payments. Klarna is to begin charging late payment fees to UK customers in a bid to curb loan defaults as more users turn to buy now, pay later services to budget their way through the cost of living crisis. Costs of living startup Zipsero raises 1 million. Zipsero, a UK consumer app developed to combat the cost of living crisis by rewarding users for sharing their receipt data, has raised 1 million in seed funding. RTGS, Global CEO Sisson steps down. Cross-border settlement service RTGS Global has appointed Jared Hubble interim CEO after Dave Sisson stepped down for personal reasons. CBA extends daily process window for inward international payments to 24 hours. Commonwealth Bank of Australia, CBA, has achieved a further milestone supporting SWIFT's Global Payments Innovation, GPI, initiative. With the launch of extended daily Australian dollar clearing and settlement processing for inward international payments. BIS seeks nominees for cross-border payment task force. The Bank for International Settlements Committee on Payments and Market Infrastructures, CPMI, today invited firms that offer cross-border payment services, payment system operators and relevant industry associations to nominate senior representatives to serve on a newly established task force on cross-border payments interoperability and extension, the PI Task Force. PSR seeks views on papers for card scheme and processing fees market review. The Payment Systems Regulator, PSR, has published two papers as part of its card scheme and processing fees market review. Tile by NatWest raises over $500,000 for Giveback Community Fund. Tile by NatWest, in partnership with Pennies, has reached a new milestone, raising a cumulative total of over $500,000 since launching in 2019, to support national and local charitable initiatives across the UK through its Giveback Community Fund. Paysend partners with Transformify to provide simplified payroll on-demand payouts. Paysend, the UK-based fintech with over 7 million customers, today announces a partnership with global payroll on-demand and vendor management platform Transformify, enabling businesses to better manage their vendors and international payroll on-demand services. Prime Bank pilots early access salary software from Agam. UK fintech Agam International is pioneering an early salary access pilot with leading Bangladesh bank, Prime Bank. Fingerprints and FlyWallet developing wearable biometric payment and access products for Europe. World-leading biometrics company Fingerprint Cards AB, Fingerprints, and FlyWallet, a biometric wearables technology startup, are collaborating to develop and launch biometric wearable products for the European market. eToro to introduce social sentiment portfolio. eToro, the social investing network, announced today the launch of Social Sentiment, a portfolio offering exposure to U.S. companies with solid ESG performance and high levels of positive social chatter developed in partnership with Centify, an award-winning alternative data provider. J-Wing appoints Carl Ireland to lead regulatory risk practice. Risk and data science consultancy, J-Wing, has promoted Carl Ireland to head of regulatory risk. DKK Partners expands to Dubai. DKK Partners, a leading fintech company which specializes in emerging markets, M, and foreign exchange, FX, liquidity, has launched a Dubai operation to turbocharge the business economy in the Middle East. Real-time payments explained. As our highly digitized economy continues to evolve, cash flow and liquidity management are paramount to businesses. Modernizing. Shanghai Commercial Bank joins forces with Salt Edge. Shanghai Commercial Bank has joined forces with Salt Edge to leverage PSD2 possibilities and create a bespoke banking experience for its customers. Klarna rolls out UK late fees and customer recovery program. Sweden-based BNPL company Klarna has announced it will begin to penalize clients for late payments in the UK in March 2023 in a bid to curb loan defaults. MasterCard and Vesta offer digital fraud detection solutions for Asia-Pacific. MasterCard has partnered with fraud protection platform Vesta to deliver innovative fraud management solution for merchants in Asia-Pacific. Matomic raises $20 million US in a Series A funding round. Data security software provider Matomic has raised $20 million US in a Series A funding round in order to expand its operations in the U.S. FAFT requires greater enforcement for crypto assets. The Financial Action Task Force has planned the strengthening of standards for the travel rule in order for countries to accommodate safer virtual asset services. Trezor takes control of chip production for its Model T wallet. Consumer electronics company Trezor has taken control of the chip production for its Model T product to improve device security and production efficiency. Singaporean digital asset exchange Metacomp appoints FS vet John Kong as CFO. Metacomp Pte. Ltd. F.K.A. Cyberdyne Tech Services Pte. Ltd. A major payment institution licensed and regulated by the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS, announced the appointment of financial services veteran John Kong as Chief Financial Officer, CFO. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.